The song goes out to all of us.
Good evening, and welcome to the 8th edition of the IRG's weekly radio show, Bite Me. I'm your host, Mercenary, and in the house tonight, we've got Binary on production, we've got Thomas Icon, we've got Black Ice, we've got Burke, St. Anarchy's back, and Hackdog floating around the studio here somewhere. Tonight on Bite Me, we have a very important issue to bring up to you folks tonight. As many of you know, it's that time of year, and well, it's time for the IRG's annual fundraising drive. Yes, as you know, things are getting mighty expensive out there, and just like any other group, we incur costs in bringing you our quality programming. So, tonight, we have a few special offers if you're willing to mail in a donation. Tonight, we're offering, for a $50 donation, you can get a pre-advanced copy of St. Anarchy's new book, 101 Other Uses for 2600 Magazine. I've got a copy of here with me, and let's see, browse through some of these chapters. Let's see, chapter 4, toilet paper, an interesting chapter. Let's see, chapter 9, tampon disposal, oh, another interesting chapter. And, oh, hang on here, chapter 15, Kleenex, ooh, that's an interesting one. And let's see, last but not least, chapter 23, birdcage liner. and always acceptable excuse. So, for our member, for a $50 donation, we'll get you an advanced copy of St. Anarchy's new book, 101 Other Uses for 2600 Magazine. Now, I know some of you out there may be wondering, well, what cost do you guys incur? What hacking, you know, what group, what cost could a hacking group incur?
So, do we have a witness?
Let me break it down a little for you. And some of you may know, you know, we have certain tastes, certain lifestyles that we're used to. But, you know, we've recently become financially strapped around here, around the headquarters. In fact, things have become so bad that most recently, and I hope he's not listening at the moment, but it seems that Icon has had to replace Black Ice's Jamaican Blue Mountain coffee with Folgers Crystals. We're hoping he doesn't notice, but, you know, eventually he is going to notice the taste difference. Another interesting thing we've noted around here is Black Ice has actually been forced to smoke domestic cigars. He usually gets them smuggled in from Florida, you know, those Cuban imports, which Mr. Clinton has decided are contraband, but, you know, we really don't want to see him walking around the headquarters smoking some blunts. So, let's see. Another interesting topic we've noticed around here is Burke's birthday is coming up, you know, and, you know, we like to throw on a good party, and if things keep going the way they're going, you know what? We just might be forced to serve domestic beer. You know, I know some of you may want to sit down over that one. But, let's see. Other things that we've noticed, the IRG fodder is getting a little short. It's gotten so bad that it's to the point that we've actually had to serve binary canned vegetables. Now, I know, you know, he's normally used to the organically grown, you know, farm-raised, you know, totally non-pesticide vegetables. And it's getting really bad when we got to actually start serving them, you know, Del Monte. But, you know, he is our emergency food source in case of a national disaster or nuclear war. And, you know, hey, corn-fed vegetable eater? God, what would be more tastier on the grill? So, I know many of you out there, you know, we don't want to see our emergency food source go bad. So, we really need those donations to come in. Another interesting note that we've noted is
Hallelujah.
Thomas Icon has gotten so bad, I actually saw him drinking domestic beer the other night. Now, you know, he's usually walking around here with a nice German beer, but God forbid, I actually saw him walking around the headquarters with a Miller the other night. And you know things have gotten to be getting pretty bad when one of our members is drinking Miller. So, we really need those donations to come in, and let me give you the address. It's the IRG 862 Farmington Avenue, Suite 306, Bristol, Connecticut, 06010. Now, you know, we're willing to take whatever you want, but for those special donators, we have a few special items. Like I said, for the $50 donation mark, we've got that pre-advanced copy of St. Anarchy's book. And for a $100 donation, you'll actually receive an actual feces sample of an IRG member. Now, I know some of you may say, well, what the hell am I going to do with this? But I know there's some sickos out there that really like to collect this shit. And trust me, these are collector's items. On a side note, if you get one that's high in vegetable content, rest assured that one's binaries. Now, we have a very special offer for our $500 donation mark. We are willing to part with a little bit of our emergency food source. And let me tell you, these suckers are the most tender, succulent ribs you'll ever taste. When we prepare them, we smother them in our special Jim Beam barbecue sauce, and I know you're going to love them. They are called Binary's Ribs. Yes, we have a limited offer. We only have two of them, but for $500, we're willing to part with
them. We have a witness.
I'm getting it. Put me down for some. Put me down. I got them.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we're down to one set of ribs. It seems that Black Ice just got too excited over that and plopped down $500 for the first set of ribs. So, if you're going to mail them in, mail it in quick, because the next set of ribs is going to be going fast. Rest assured, these corn-fed, succulent, tender ribs can't be bought anywhere else. And trust me, if you've never had human ribs before, you've never tasted them like Binary's ribs.
Hallelujah.
Now, let's see. On to a few more serious things. I'd like to turn the microphone over to Timus Icon. Seems that he also has a few specials for you tonight in our annual fundraising show. So, without any further ado, let's turn the microphone over to Timus Icon.
t-shirt, you will be sending me a t-shirt, I will be standing beside myself in a puddle of my own making.
Good evening, this is Mr. Icom, and you are listening to the IIRG's weekly radio program, Bite Me. Maintaining a hacker survivalist organization without becoming a sellout is often an expensive proposition. We at the IIRG expend significant resources to provide the latest information in underground technology and techniques, and with your help, we can provide even better service to the underground community. For this segment, we have a special offer for your contribution of $50 or more. For your $50 contribution, that's less than $1 a week for a year, you'll receive a copy of the CyberTech Compendium. CyberTech was the premier hacker survivalist print zine published from 1990 to 1998, and the CyberTech Compendium contains the best articles from the fecund 8 years of its existence. If you can't afford that amount, we have the special discount offer for those of you on limited budgets. For only $15, that's a mere $15 contribution, you can get the special IIRG limited edition box of 22 caliber CCI CB longs. Now these are 22 rimfire CB caps in a long rifle case capable of being fed by any weapon using 22 rimfire ammunition. These rounds have been specially modified by the IIRG Weapons Division to increase their stopping power. The box, made of durable plastic, is autographed by all the members of the IIRG and is perfect for keeping small items in your toolbox or survival kit. CB longs have a very, very low noise signature, which makes them perfect for dealing with a variety of pests found in your backyard without disturbing the neighbors. So please, help us out. Send your contributions to the IIRG, 862 Farmington Avenue, Suite 306, Bristol, Connecticut, 06010. Please indicate when sending your contribution which special offer you wish to take advantage of. If you're taking advantage of the $15 ammo offer, please send a signed statement indicating you're over 18 years of age. And if you're a member of a federal agency, we also require a permission slip signed by Janet Reno. By the way, any signatures bearing the name The Bitch of Waco will not be processed. Going on to more serious things, I've been getting a lot of email from people who are interested in becoming a part of NewNet. Well, it's real simple. If you want to become a part of NewNet, purchase the equipment and set it up on the air. That's all we ask. Pick a frequency and run with it. All you have to do is acquire, to get started, a dual-band UHF-VHF 2-meter and 440 ham transceiver, preferably one that's modified for out-of-band usage, terminal node controller, and some form of PC to hook it up, throw it on the air, and then log on to our BBS at PFTE at luna.iirg.org, user ID BBS, no password, go into the NewNet room and let us know that you're up and running. And once we get some more people together, we can then start talking about linking via shortwave, and you'll be hooked up with other people. But we're not trying to provide a hacker hobbyist network here. We're just trying to implement an underground communications network. And really, it's just a matter of you setting up your node and finding local people at your local gun shows and gun shops and militia organizations who are interested in participating in this part of network, because that's who they're for. As far as equipment goes, well, we've standardized the terminal node controller or radio modem that we want people to use for local area networks. We are suggesting that you use Cantronics equipment, as there's quite a bit of software that's out there for it, and it uses a rather easy to use user interface that's common between all the Cantronics units. Of that unit, we recommend that you run a KPC9612. That's a dual node unit that runs both 3 to 1200 baud on one port and 9600 on the other port. That's one of the fastest commercial off-the-shelf units that's in existence and will work with any standard HF, VHF, or UHF radio. To take full advantage of it, you want something that is packet-ready, that's capable of a true FSK operation. I believe Olinko makes a 2-meter radio that's set up for it. One of our recommendations, even though it's a little on the expensive side, is the Yaesu FT-100. The ASUF T100 Field Commander is a portable unit that runs off 12 volts and puts out 100 watts on HF and 6 meters, runs about 50 watts on 2 meters, and I believe 25 on UHF. It's very easily modified for out-of-band operation and is quite a rugged little unit. It also has a matching automatic antenna tuner that you can hook up to it and run in either a base portable or mobile operation. So it's a handy little unit, which leads me to our gold-plated contribution offer. Now, if you want to be a Gold Millennium IIRG supporter, for your contribution of only $5,000, it's really, you know, it's not a lot when you think about it, and just think of, you know, how you'll be able to help further the underground technological arts with your contribution. But for only a $5,000 contribution, we will send you the IIRG Limited Edition Yaesu FT-100 Field Commander. This radio has certain modifications done to it to enhance its performance done by the IIRG communications team. So all you have to do is take this radio, hook it up to a power supply and antenna, and you're all ready to go. And furthermore, in addition to the radio, we will send you a copy, a pre-publication advance copy. We just sent them to the printer, and we're getting them here, but we haven't released them yet, of the IIRG NewNet Communications Guide. This thing runs about 150 pages, 8.5 by 11, and is basically the IIRG's how-to manual for setting up underground wireless communications networks. And for your contribution, you will not only get our specially modified Yaesu FT-100 Field Commander, but you'll also be one of the first people in the technological underground to have this compilation of never-before-released underground communications information. So, again, send your contributions to the IIRG, 862 Farmington Avenue, Suite 306, Bristol, Connecticut, 06010. And just with your contribution, you will be helping advance a truly great cause, not only for the computer underground, but for the entire name of freedom and liberty all across the United States and the world. And at this point, I am going to pass it over to Black Ice, who also has a few good words of wisdom to send to you. Here we go, Ice.
Do we have a witness?
Greetings, all. Well, just to give you all a heads up, Ferk and I started rummaging around our old archives. I believe we actually found some CDs containing South American Juarez. Now, they come with the standard unlocking code of 31337, so I know all of you out there, you're probably aware of that. But what makes these special and makes them collector's item is they were actually cultivated in Evita Peron's garden. Aquí? Now, we only have a couple, so we'll let them go at about $20 a pop. It's a donation, it's one time only, okay? So the sooner you get that out to us, the sooner you can get these collector's items. Now, if you haven't had these before, they're great CDs. And like I said, the unlocking code's free. You can find that on any, you know, crack site anywhere. It's 31337 if you don't remember. But the CDs themselves, Vita Peron's Garden, oh, amazing, amazing collection. But on a serious note, because I just want to make sure that you understand what's going on, we really do need the donations. So, I mean, if this is something that you really want to have, by all means, go ahead, send it in, and we'll take care of you. And let's see. Another thing, Ferk and I updated the Mod Squad page at www.irg.org/tilde modsquad.index.html. Now, this page, initially, you could find it on the main IRG page under the project section. You see a little PlayStation project. And we kind of exploded with this. And this page is designed and maintained primarily for the console gaming consumer interested in kit bashing both present and past consoles. I know a lot of people have been sending information and say, well, all right, the PlayStation's all this stuff out about the PlayStation. Well, you know what? You know, there's a lot of stuff out there about a lot of things, and we have it. I don't know. I going way back, dealing with the Intellivision, you know, the Intellivision was one console game that was out on the market, but how often do you find stuff on it? So we're going to take care of that for all you people that are into the old consoles, too. Now, presently, we're working on the PlayStation 2 mods, but we'll continue with the past and present consoles. And we'll also be, dealing with viable stuff that'll be interested, you know, an interest to the consumer. We're going to deal with both the software and the hardware end. And if anybody has information that they'd like to get to the masses, by all means, you know, drop us some email, modsquad@irg.org, and we'll go put it up there. Because hey, you know, let's share the wealth. We'll get the information out there. And all that aside, Burke, do you have anything you want to say to everybody?
Nah, I think we got all the information people need. Just remember, the address for the projects page has changed, but once again, it's www.irg.org/modsquad. And, you know, check out our current projects, and hopefully you can put in some info for us.
All right, well, what we're going to do is I'm going to pass this back over to Mercenary. I know he wants to wrap up with a couple things, and I believe Binary is going to have a couple words, and we'll just go from there.
No, Binary's playing shy tonight. Well, he's just running the board tonight. He's more concerned about those RIP donations. But for those of you out there listening to the show tonight, I hope you know what the word satire means. Yes, we couldn't resist doing our little show tonight after listening to that debacle from 2600 last night. And as you know, we have no love lost for 2600 Magazine because we feel that they could help the community, help support a lot of other people. But it seems like I've always said that Eric Corley is more interested in headlines and what will get his face on 2020 than actually helping out the hacker community. You know, he's done some good things in the past. It's really unfortunate to see the way he's gone. I guess that's what happens when you're more interested in getting a little piece of tail. If you know what I mean, for those of you who are in the underground community who know that preference. But, now, as to close in a serious note here, some of the offers we offered, hey, you want to send the money? Hell, we'll send it to you. We ain't stupid. Goddamn, I'll shit in a bucket for $100. a few other here are willing to agree with me on that. But, in closing, I'd also like to say, you know, we do need the money. As many of you may have heard, this year's agave crop down in Mexico got blighted out by a mold down there. So, you know, margarita season is soon upon us, and the IRG liquor cabinet's getting a little bit short, and we could use some more tequila around here. So we'd like to stock up before the summer shortage really starts in. And in a personal note of mourning, many of the guys here know that I have been in mourning probably for the last 2 weeks or so. That's why I was probably a little bit irritable in last week's show. But one of the Wild Turkey Austin Nichols warehouses was consumed by fire about 2 weeks ago, and it really hit me hard. You know, when I see 15-year-old bourbon like that go up in fire, you know, it really breaks a guy up. So, I just got back from my little field trip down to Kentucky. You know, I heard through some good sources down there that they were having happy hour down at the river. Just bring a bucket. And, hey, for dinner, it was all the fish you could eat. But what the hell. That's it for me this week. And we'll be back with a little bit more serious show next week. And like I said, apologize for this week's show, but we just couldn't resist. And Binary, take me on out of here.
else I want you to do for me.
You don't.